Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. Did you know that Congress extended some expired tax breaks when it passed the recent budget deal? We'll talk about that today with Mary Mellum of Ashwaubenon Tax Professional. She's been in the business for more than 30 years. And hey, you know what? Even if you filed already, you can still qualify for those breaks, and we're going to talk with her about them as we move along today. But you know what? This is Wisconsin Public Radio's winter membership drive, and your gift makes a huge difference because listeners provide the single largest piece of the budget for WPR programs. So I hope you'll step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I can't talk to you the whole time because I've got Michelle Johnson with me from Wisconsin Public Radio. She does a wonderful job. And Michelle, do you have a report from the last hour?
Yes, I do. Last hour, you heard from 30 donors, so thank you to each one of you who gave. This hour, our goal is to get 15 pledges, Larry.
We can do that. Help pay for the programs you rely on every day, and you'll also be entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're thinking that your tax dollars, federal and state, already support WPR, well, you're right. They do. And we thank you for that.
And listener support is actually the single biggest piece of our operating budget. So you make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And because WPR matters to you, I hope you'll make a personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And you know, you can let the world know that you're a WPR fan when you wear one of our cool new WPR t-shirts. Ask for yours when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120. Your gift supports the programs that you care about, and you can get the limited edition t-shirt. It starts with your gift, though, right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There are so many good reasons to give to Wisconsin Public Radio, and this drive, one of them is that your donation of any amount gets you entered in a drawing for a $500 gift card to a grocery store near you. You'll have five chances to win. We hope you'll donate to enter, but you don't have to donate to win. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. Check out the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. Your donation of any amount right now gets you entered. Here's how to give.
Easy to do. Just pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Johnson of Wisconsin Public Radio, here to remind you that listener support is the single biggest source of funding for WPR programs, the ones you rely on. And that's why your support during this winter membership drive is so, so, so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month, or maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount, isn't it, Michelle?
It's the right amount, if it's the right amount for you. Now, we know that you value your time, and we value it too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes right now. Call us up, tell us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay.
It's quick and easy to do. I've done it. You can do it in just a matter of minutes, and your gift right now really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Larry, we have 14 more pledges to go to meet our goal for this hour, and just about 50 minutes.
50
to get
minutes,
there.
Yeah.
We can certainly do that with your call right now. It all starts with you. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And I think we have a really cool bonus for supporting the programs you love. Your pledge, any amount, gets you entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. In fact, you'll have five chances to win, so get going. Pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And if you're a sustainer, good news for you, you are already entered.
But I'm supposing that employees are not eligible.
I doubt it.
Oh, well, I tried. You can support the programs that you value, and you can ask for the cool new WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustainer, I mentioned sustainers earlier, you can become one right now if you're not a sustainer. That's a hard word to say. Easy to set up. It's convenient. Ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and get that job done right now.
You can be like Jeanette from Edgerton, who says, I listen to WPR often. I'm pledging because of the matching gift. That was last hour. Thank you so much, Jeanette. And Nancy from Brookfield says she loves listening to WPR.
Well, Michelle, you'll come back and be with us again a little later on.
If you'll have me back, sure.
Of course I will. Okay. What I really would like to do now, though, is talk to Mary Mellum. And Mary Mellum, tax professional from Green Bay, Wisconsin, has been in the tax business for more than 30 years. She and her husband, Dave, operate Eschwabenen Tax Professionals. They're enrolled agents. They serve individuals. They consult to other tax professionals. They actually teach tax seminars around the country. So Mary knows what she's up to. And Mary, welcome again. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Good morning, Larry.
Tell us how these tax breaks got included in the budget deal. Is this unusual?
Well, I can't tell you how they did. I don't really understand totally how politics works. It's just that it was a little bit of a surprise to us to see an after-the-fact inclusion of these items. And unfortunately, it came after some people have already filed their tax returns.
Yeah. And why weren't they included in the tax overhaul to be politics?
For the last few years, Congress, ever since the tax bill in 2001 after the 9/11, we had a big tax bill that created a number of tax incentives. And that was supposed to expire, and they hadn't decided exactly how long it would take. And so from about 2010 on, we've had extensions of these things. And they were up for extension at the end of 2016. Congress did not act on them. At the end of 17, we just expected that they were gone, and we were surprised.
Yeah, I tell you, it's interesting stuff. It must drive you crazy as a tax professional to have to deal with it all. What are some of the tax extensions that will apply to a lot of people then?
There's three that I see that are major things that might affect a variety of people. One of them is mortgage insurance premiums. Now, a couple of years ago, the IRS created a new Form 1098, which reported the mortgage interest for taxpayers. They created a special box on it for mortgage insurance premiums. IRS did not know that, or did not have an inkling, I think, that it wasn't going to be extended because there is that box on the 1098s. For 2017, even though it was not supposed to be a deduction in 2017 because it hadn't been extended. So some people saw it on their 1098s, others the box was empty, as it was not a useful thing going into the tax season this year. So now IRS or Congress has opened up that mortgage insurance premium deduction. And so if anyone has filed their tax return already and did not take the deduction because there really was no place to put it, they would have to go back and amend their tax return to take advantage of that.
So amending. What about tuition payments? Who can deduct tuition payments?
The tuition deduction was a $2,000 and $4,000 deduction on the front page. It was a deduction that was created after the HOPE and Lifetime Learning Credit were created back in 1996. And it was created to give people of a little higher income the ability to deduct things. The American Opportunity Credit came along and increased the income level for deductions. So the tuition deduction kind of took a back burner to that one. However, people who are graduate students or people who are higher income that can't benefit from the Lifetime Learning Credit are the ones that benefit most from the tuition deduction. And again, it's a front page deduction that was removed, and Congress or IRS has apparently opened up the door that now people filing from now on that meet that deduction can take it, and others would have to amend.
Okay, and one more before we go to the phones here. By the way, you can join in at 1-800-642-1234 with your tax questions. And Jim and Wausau, we'll get to you in just a second here, but tell us about the cancellation of debt relief for a principal residence.
A few years ago, we all know that there was a real estate crunch, and people were overextended as far as their mortgages, and their houses were being taken back. At that point in time, IRS or Congress created an exemption that allowed debt cancellation to be non-taxable. When someone was upside down in their mortgage, they gave up their property. The property didn't satisfy the mortgage. There was more to pay. And when it was wiped out, it became taxable income. At the creation of this mortgage principal residence cancellation exclusion, people avoided the tax on it. That expired at the end of 2016, which meant that if anyone lost their home and the bank forgave the debt in 2017, they would have to pick that up as income unless they met one of the other exclusions like bankruptcy or insolvency. But it has been extended. So for those people who are in that situation, it's a big relief.
Yeah, it's got to be. Well, let's take a call here. Jim and Wausau, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind? Let's see.
Department of Revenue.
I'm sorry, Jim. Could you start over again? We just had a little delay in getting you on. Thanks for calling.
Certainly. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue sends a statement of state income tax refund. But besides the refund I actually received, there's something called sales and use tax. And so they're reporting to the federal government much more than what I actually received. I'm curious as to why that is.
What do you think, Mary?
I'm not sure how that sales and use tax got on there. Sales and use tax is something that is paid for either because as an individual you purchased something outside of the state or on the internet that didn't include sales tax. So I don't know if you're saying it's an adjustment to or in addition to your refund, because for the individual, it's paid on the tax return. So what I think is happening is that the dollar amount that you got as a refund is increased by that amount because it's not really an income tax. So the higher amount, I think, is what you're saying is what's reported on there, and that's the reason why. Because you really had more money, and this money was just used to pay a different tax.
Okay, I have a second question.
Okay.
And I transferred a 401k into an IRA during the year, and I'm wondering how to report that, both the supposed income and then it's flowing into an IRA.
Okay. Let me just see if I understand what you're saying. Your 401k, you took a distribution from the company and rolled that distribution into an IRA. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. If you received a 1099 or 1099-R with that amount in. If the company did it directly, there should be a code G in the code boxes, and you would report it as gross and nothing in the taxable income box. If you physically took that money and put it into your IRA, there won't be a code G, but you would have to somehow with your program indicate that it was a rollover, and oftentimes there is a margin entry that will say rollover on it.
There we go. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Mary Mellum, tax professional from Green Bay, Wisconsin, our guest today, operating Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals. During our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive, Larry Mueller here with Michelle Johnson. And boy, your support is an essential piece of the funding of the programs you enjoy here on WPR. In fact, listener support is the single largest piece of the budget. So this drive is your time to take some action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Michelle, how are we doing?
Well, we're doing all right. We are looking for 10 more pledges in the next 40 minutes or so. So we're working toward our goal, but what we really need is to hear from you right now at 888-202-2552, or you can make a pledge at our safe and secure website, WPR.org.
Thank you. If you've already given, if you haven't, this is the time to do it. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And by the way, you'll automatically be entered into a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You'll have five chances to win.
You know, you might not know that high schools and colleges use WPR programs as part of their curriculum. Now, educators recognize that students can learn a lot about current events, great books, history, and so much more just from listening to discussions on the Ideas Network.
Yeah, your gift makes WPR, I like to call it, an educational resource. It's available throughout the state and beyond, and you have a powerful, lasting influence when you support these programs. Just a gift really helps at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
These moments when we come to you directly and ask you for the support of the programs that you enjoy and listen to every day also gives us an opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for being a WPR listener. Thank you to everyone who's already a member. It's listener support, your support, that makes WPR an unparalleled resource in Wisconsin and beyond.
Yeah, and if WPR is your radio home, I hope you'll support it right now. Make the news, the discussions, and music all possible with your first ever gift of maybe it's $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Our February membership drive T-shirt has become a tradition. If you've been getting one every year, you won't want to miss this year's. And if you haven't gotten one before, start your collection now. What does this year's T-shirt look like?
That really displays the fact that we're Wisconsin and we love it. And we love Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, it's the shape of Wisconsin, and the outline of the state radiates outward into a heart to reflect our collective love for where we live.
Oh, it's a heart. It's a heart with the state of Wisconsin at the very center of it.
Ask for your WPR T-shirt now. Give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Johnson. I love to wear my T-shirt when I'm jogging because people know right away that I'm a WPR supporter, and it's kind of cool. And that's a good thing. And now is a good time for you to support us during this winter membership drive. It's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And giving to WPR is just so easy.
Very easy.
A few minutes to make your contribution. You get so much in return. And consider a 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or more.
That comes down to about $3 a day, and it makes the talk, news, music, and entertainment that you count on from WPR all possible. Your 9XM leadership gift makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible today and for future generations, to be perfectly honest. So give as generously as you can at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
If you're someone like me, I kind of like to put it on autopilot, you may want to consider becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make automatic monthly contributions from your bank account or credit card.
A lot of people give $15 a month on this plan. Some give $100 a month. But whatever the amount that you want to give, that's the right amount. As a sustainer, you're an ongoing member of WPR, providing reliable funding for your favorite radio station. So please do give now and become a sustainer at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
We have about 9 pledges to go and about 30 minutes now to get them. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is such an important part of making the programs you enjoy possible.
Yeah, and in addition to funding the programs, your pledge, any amount gets you entered in that drawing. I wish I could win that $500 grocery gift card, but I can't. But you can. We're going to pick 5 winners, and sustainers, you're automatically entered. And if you're not a sustainer yet, well, you can sign up right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And remember that you can support the programs you care about and show off your WPR pride. So ask for the 2018 WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I want to give a big thanks to sustaining members. Thank you so much. Make today the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. We're taking a look at your taxes today with Mary Mellum, tax professional from Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Great to have her back, and certainly great to have you listening in. If you have a question about your taxes, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Send us a Twitter note at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you no matter what. And, Mary, let's talk about, you know, all right, you've already filed. I already filed my 2017 taxes, by the way. And as I looked at the information you're providing, doesn't look like there's going to be anything that I'm going to be able to benefit from it. But for those who might be benefiting from it, is it a really big pain to refile?
Well, it's a special form. There is a 1040X for the federal. And if those things also affect the state, there is a 1X form for the state of Wisconsin. So it is a separate form. It depends on how comfortable you are with the tax return. The federal form has 3 columns, and it's the current, the change, and what it should be now. The state form looks just like the regular state form. You're just checking a different box that says amended. And it's important that if you change something on the federal that affects the state, that you refile both of them. Also, if it means you're going to get money back, you have to be patient, because filing an amended return now goes to the bottom of the stack, and the current year returns are taken care of first, and the amended returns after that. So it's not something that you're going to file tomorrow and see the refund of it in the next 2 weeks like you would get your refund under normal circumstances.
I noticed they're pretty quick about getting the money out of your checking account when you have money, when you owe money.
Well, from the reports that we've heard from our clients, the IRS and the state of Wisconsin are being very good at getting the refunds out. They're typically, we like to say 2 weeks just to give you some breathing room, but some of the people have gotten their refunds back in a week's time, which is admirable given all of the circumstances that are in front of the taxing agencies right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I owed money to the federal government, and I had money coming back from the state government. The federal government was quick to take it out of my account, but the state government hasn't yet put money into my account. So,
one thing to remind people, as in your case, generally when you make those payments electronically, you can set the date. And you have up to, I believe it's April 17th this year with all the extra holidays, to pay that tax bill. So many people file their state returns, get their refunds back if they have it coming, and use those dollars to pay their federal bill if that's their situation.
Oh, I didn't think about that. But I was just glad to get it all taken care of, to be perfectly honest. Judy and
they need the money, Larry.
Yeah, absolutely. Judy in Highland Park, Illinois, has a question for you. Hi, Judy. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I have a question regarding a cash award that my daughter received for repayment of her student loan, and the receipt of it was based on the fact that she practices in an underserved area, and it's a three-year, stipend. And it was supposed to be untaxable. And for the first 2 years, she didn't receive a 1099. But this year, the third and last year, she was issued a 1099, which suggests it will be treated as income. Are you following this? And is there a schedule or something that should offset the reported taxability of that income?
Hmm, interesting. Mary, did you get that?
I believe so. I'm not sure what the 1099 was for. If you can just tell me what she did to earn the 1099.
Actually, you're breaking up.
Okay, the thing, I think I've got it here. She was, the daughter was supposed to have sort of essentially some tax-free income for 3 years because she was working in an underserved area. And for the first 2 years, she did not get a 1099 because she had that, she had that break. She should have not have gotten one this year in the third year, but she did get a 1099.
I'm not sure exactly what the 1099 is for. There are some programs where the loans that you teach in an underserved area, or sometimes the medical profession as well, there are some student loans that are forgiven as a result of that.
I think that was it.
And it may be that the person issuing the 1099 1 year should have issued it, and it was adjusted. But the best thing that I would say is report the 1099 and make the adjustment on line 21 and cite the reason that would be non-taxable. Because if it's true, if she's meeting the conditions of it, it should be non-taxable. But if you don't show that 1099, you're going to get an IRS letter for sure.
Okay, there we go. So you do need to show that 1099, but you explain it on line 21, was it?
Yes.
Line 21. Thanks, Judy.
And always make sure that there is at least $1 left on line 21 if you expect the IRS to read the explanation that you have there.
Okay. On to Dan in Wind Lake. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Thank you for the program, and Mary for your expertise. Question I have is I have quite a few matured U.S. savings bonds. Is there any program that a person can roll it into to save reporting all the interest?
At one time, there was, I believe, an H bonds, double H bonds, that you were able to roll the double E bonds into the H bonds, but I'm not sure that that program exists anymore. So that would be my only alternative.
Yeah, I think that was like a one-time or short-term program, and I missed it, I guess. So, okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Yep. Stuck with
me. And thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Visiting today with Mary Mellum, tax professional with Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals of Green Bay. Great to have her along, and thank you so much for listening in. I hope you'll join in with your own tax questions. Somebody who rarely has a tax question is Michelle Johnson, and she's back with me during our winter membership drive. She's the tax expert at Public Radio, and she's here to help me talk about your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the foundation of our budget. In fact, it's the single largest piece. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio and the Ideas Network your go-to place for great talks and discussions. So I tell you what, we're encouraging you right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Michelle, how's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. We are more than halfway to our goal for this hour, but we are waiting to hear from you right now at 888-202-2552. You've been enjoying this conversation this morning about tax preparation and the changes to the tax law and what it means for you. Practical advice for the way you live your life, that is what you can rely on for with the Larry Mueller Show. And that is, it's how to... It's how-to radio. I love that.
It is how-to radio. And as Michelle said, we're looking for a few more, about five more pledges in the next 20 minutes or so. We can certainly do that. These hourly goals, you know, we set them up to make sure we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy. So I hope you'll make your donation right now. It's easy. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And I always like to bring this up. Got an added bonus here. You'll automatically be entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You have five chances to win, and that's a pretty good deal.
It is. Support the programs that you love right now and get a cool new WPR t-shirt. I finally saw a picture of it, and I'm falling for it pretty hard. It's a two-tone orange design on a dark gray shirt, and it shows how Wisconsin is at the heart of everything we do. Ask for it with your gift of $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know what? That Bea's a sharp lady. She knows what she's doing. I bet you know what you're doing, too. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Johnson, raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. And maybe your pledge is $10 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
These days, it's so easy to spend a buck a day or even more on things that are part of your routine, like a cup of coffee or a snack from the vending machine.
Yeah, consider the news, the information, and inspiration from Wisconsin Public Radio and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe it's a dollar a day. That comes out to 30 or 31 bucks a month. Just the right donation for you, maybe. Give a dollar a day right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every single day.
Five more pledges to go, Larry, and just about 20 minutes, a little less than 20 minutes, to get them. We are working our way toward our goal, but we need to hear from you right now at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love. And, you know, any amount you pledge goes right into a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. In fact, you get five chances to win. All you have to do is pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And if you're a sustainer, guess what? You're automatically entered.
That's pretty nice. You can support the programs you value, and you can ask for that cool new WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
David in West Bend says, we're sustaining members, and we're glad you're offering a t-shirt this drive. Our son's in Australia, and he's worn out his last WPR shirt.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
I always get a lot of those shirts, so I I have two or three of everything. So I never run out. You know, you shouldn't have to run out either. Just go right now. Make your pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make that pledge right now. Taking a look at your taxes today, I'm Larry Mueller. My guest, Mary Mellum, tax professional from Green Bay with Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals. She does a great job, comes by about every month right now to talk about taxes with you. And if you have a question, call in 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Emily in Brookfield, emailed to say, she bought an electric car last year. Will she be able to take a deduction?
There is one type of vehicle left that is a $7,500 deduction for it, but it has to fit into that. The day is, and I'm not sure what kind she bought in comparison to that. But if she's looking at the old rules with the Priuses, when those kind of electric vehicles came out, that credit expired. So the $7,500 one in its specialty is the only one that's available.
All right. And Paul from Lake Villa, Illinois, says he was under the impression that you did not need to complete the health care line 61 of 1040. Was he mistaken? Also, he did not have health insurance for four months of the year. There's a grace period of 2 months for not having insurance. When he calculates his shared responsibility, can he discount the amount he owes by 2 months grace period?
That's not how it works. No. First of all, the IRS announced this year that they will not process a return that does not either include the box that says we had health insurance for the entire year, or it includes the form 8965, which is the exemption form saying why you don't have an exemption, or that there's a credit that's calculated on that line. The credit is the smaller of the flat dollar penalty, which this year is still $695. Excuse me, the larger of $695 or 2.5% of your adjusted gross income.
Okay.
And for that, you need to have health insurance. I mean, if you don't have health insurance, you go through that formula, and it's not just dividing that $695 by 12 and multiplying it. So there's a little bit more to it. I suggest he fill out the worksheet, but just don't ignore that line, because if you do, when the IRS gets around to looking at the returns, they're not going to process it until that question is answered.
Okay. Dave in Madison has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Dave. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. My son lives out of the country, and he works out of the country. He does not spend more than 30 days a year in the United States. And I guess the short question is, what is the definition of a U.S. tax resident?
Well, first of all, I would ask, is your son a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
If your son is a U.S. citizen, or anyone who is a U.S. citizen, is required to file a tax return regardless of where they're residing. So if you're a U.S. citizen, your worldwide income is taxable.
Yes, which he does do that and then takes the exemptions.
Okay. And, again, if he is working outside of the country, he may qualify for the foreign earned income exclusion or the foreign tax credit.
Right, which he does.
I'm not sure then what your question is.
Well, he bought and received some stock from the company that he works for. It's an international company. And
okay.
One of the questions that they had is, a box of check. Are you a U.S. tax resident?
And he has to check that as he is a U.S. tax resident, I would assume, Mary.
Well, in order to get the foreign earned income exclusion, he has to be a resident of the country that he's applying for that exclusion for either a full calendar year or a 12-month period. So technically, while he's claiming the exclusion, he is a resident of the foreign country.
Ah.
He is.
So
yes,
he is a U.S. citizen. So I guess it depends on why they're asking that question. If it has to do with the forms that they're going to issue. You know, as a U.S. citizen, like I said, it's worldwide income. But if there's some other question for that residency, in terms of the U.S. looking at it, he has to be a resident of the other country in order to get the foreign earned income exclusion.
Ah, makes good sense. Thank you very much, Dave, for calling. Carrie in Wisconsin Rapids, on to you now.
Hello. My grandson turned 18 in 2016, and he did have a job where he made a little over $4,000. He didn't file taxes. Can he still do that? That's my first question. The second question is, he came into some money when he turned 18 due to his mother's death. And does he have to report that then as income?
All right. What do you think, Mary? Did we lose Mary? Oh, we lost Mary.
Oh, no.
I tell you what, Carrie, I'm going to, you just stay listening here and maybe call back and we'll get her on back on the line. We just had a little system malfunction here. Mary Mellum, tax professional from Green Bay, been in the tax business for more than 30 years. She and her husband, Dave, operate Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals. They're enrolled agents. They serve individuals. They consult to other tax professionals, and they serve tax seminars around the country. And we're getting her back online here in just a couple of seconds. And in the meantime, here she is. So let's just go right back to her. Mary, I'm sorry we lost you there, but we'll have that caller call back. In the meantime, we will take a different call. This one from Tanya in Cedar Point. Tanya, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. So I have a little house that my daughter's been renting from me, and she's done a lot of work on it, put a new roof and siding and stuff on there. And so I want to give her the house. It's not worth much. It's only like maybe $25,000. Is there a way I can put her on as a rent-to-own for a year and then gift her the rest? Or how can I give this to her without some huge tax implications?
Well, first of all, gifting property is not a tax. Generally, it doesn't cost you any tax to gift property. You can gift up to $15,000 starting in 2018 to someone per year, and without even filling out any gift tax returns. If you gift more than $15,000 to one person, there's a Form 709 that reports the gift, but it still doesn't charge you any tax. You have to gift a lot of money before you actually have to pay a gift tax.
Okay, okay. So then now this last year, the money that she's paid me in rent, do I just put that down as rent, or do I put that down as a payment towards the home, or
it depends.
My taxes?
It depends on what you're doing. If you truly rented it to her, then you would claim it as rental income.
Okay.
If you made an agreement with her that she is purchasing and the rent that you're collecting is actually a payment on the house, that's an installment sale of that property. So it comes down to, you have to decide, are you selling it to her or are you gifting it to her, and then act accordingly.
Okay, so gifting her a $25,000 house, she won't have to pay taxes on it.
She would not be paying any gift tax. It is the person who gives the gift that could have the gift tax, but we're looking at $5 million before you really have to worry too much about that.
Oh, no, it's not worth that much.
Don't
it's
you,
a small house, needs a lot of work.
Don't you wish it was worth Don't you wish it was worth $5 million, though?
I mean, by the
we would have a lot of taxes to worry about, wouldn't we? And imagine the upkeep.
Yeah, imagine the upkeep and the property taxes on it. Oh, my goodness me. Thank you so much.
The $5 million is that a person is able to pass out either when they die or in gifting the $5 million. And actually, for 2018, that number is increasing to $10 million. So in that round number figure, you have to be very generous or have a lot to give before you really have to worry too much about paying taxes on the giving or the inheritance of a gift.
Well, when it comes to generous people, Michelle Johnson ranks right up there on the top, and she's joined us once more to talk about our Wisconsin Public Radio membership drive. Good thing that she's here. You rely on the Ideas Network for informative, in-depth discussions. We rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Listener support is the single biggest piece of our budget. That's why your gift in any amount right now makes an important difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying this conversation with Mary Mellum. She's a great tax professional. She's been with us for a long, long time now, and she does such a wonderful job. And I know she saved people a lot of money, and maybe she didn't save other people money, but she saved them a little heartache, perhaps. And that's one of the, it's an example of the kind of listener-supported programs we have here at WPR. When you give at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your pledge.
Larry, I have some important news. We have reached our goal, our hourly goal for this hour, 15 calls. Thank you so much, each and every one of you who called or went online and made a pledge of support. We thank you. You are the backbone of our budget. If you have not made a moment yet to do it, to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Go on then and make a pledge before the top of the hour. Then you can check it off your to-do list and go right on enjoying the program.
And when you give now, you'll be entered to win a $500 grocery gift card.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
All you have to do is pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Johnson, telling you that listener support is the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this winter membership drive is so important. And maybe it's $10 a month, maybe it's $20. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You might spend a few dollars a month on TV streaming or movie subscription service. I do. So think about paying for your WPR usage that same way. After all, you tune in every single day for information and entertainment.
If you've never given before, you can start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month. That's comparable to your Netflix subscription, for example, maybe even a better deal. It's easy to set up. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Now is the time. Pledge right now while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to contribute.
It does take just a couple of minutes to contribute. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Do it right now. It's such an important part of making the programs you enjoy possible.
We'll be joining the NPR News in just a moment here. And before we do, why don't you go to the phone and call 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org and make a pledge of support right now for the radio service that you listen to, that you enjoy, and that you value each and every day. Join the 17 folks who have reached out this hour and made a pledge of support.
And we'll be back with Mary Mellum to talk more about your taxes right after this look at the news. In the meantime, call in 888-202-2552 or WPR.org and make your pledge. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here taking a look at your taxes with Mary Mellum, tax professional from Green Bay, Wisconsin. She and her husband, David, operate Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals, and she does a wonderful job every time she's with us. We will take your questions right now at 800-642-1234 or email at ideas@wpr.org. And let's get Carrie back. Carrie from Wisconsin Rapids, thank you for joining us again, and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, my grandson turned 18 in 2016, and he did have a job at that time. He made a little over $4,000, and I just found his tax papers, and he didn't file taxes. So my first question is, can he still file taxes for 2016? My second question is, when he turned 18 in December of 2016, he came into some money due to his mother's death. And does he report that as income?
All right. Mary, what about it?
Let me start first with the answer to your question, can he still file for 2016? The answer is yes. Certainly, you can file any year's tax return. However, if there is a refund on the federal tax return, you have 3 years from the due date of the original tax return to file and get that refund.
Okay.
If his income is only $4,000, he wouldn't be required to file if that's all it were, because his standard deduction would have wiped that out. However, if he has any withholding on it, it may be to his benefit to file.
Right.
Now, yeah. The next part of it is the money that he received as the result of his mother's death or that his inheritance came due. What kind of money? Is it just cash or is it some other type of property?
It was just cash put into a trust for 8 years, waiting for him to turn 18. So it was in a bank, just money.
Okay. If it is as the result of a trust and he took the distribution from the trust, some of the money may be taxable to him. The amount of money that represents the earnings in the year that he took the distribution. So it wouldn't necessarily all be taxable, but there may be some of it that would be taxable.
Okay, and how do we find out what portion, how do I find out, exactly what he might owe?
If a trust was set up for him, there should be a trust return that would be filed each year if the if the money earned enough money to require it.
Okay,
so as a beneficiary of the trust, he would get a K-1 statement that should show that on there.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. And let's take another call. Steve in Fort Atkinson. Thank you for waiting, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hello, thanks for taking my call. My wife took a job for four years that was a little over an hour away from where we owned our home. And since we had the home already paid for, we just bought a condo there and then paid on the condo and whatever. But after 4 years, she took a job back where our original house was. And when we sold the condo last year, we made a little money on it. But for that time, she was there 5 days a week. She'd come back home to the home on the weekends, but I would go up during the week and be partly with her and partly back to taking care of things at the house. So was she a full-time resident there? Is that considered, are we liable for capital gains on the income from the?
I think the question that you're asking is, can I sell that property and exclude the gain on the property?
Right.
And the answer to that is the exclusion of $250,000 per person for your principal residence depends on whether it was truly her principal residence. And what usually is looked at is, where's her driver's license? Where is your family? Where are your doctors? Where is your church? So if that residence met that condition for her, then she's established that as her principal residence. Now, the other thing to look at is, in that condo, was it titled in your name or was it titled in her name? Or if it's a joint home, if she was there most often, she may be selling her principal residence, but you may not because it wasn't your principal residence. So there's a number of things that you have to look at to establish whether that was truly her principal residence. And unless it was her principal residence, there is no ability to exclude the gain.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. And take another call. Judy in Green Bay, your turn. Hi, Judy.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question for 2018. I'm thinking of taking my required minimum distribution before I get it and having it go directly to a charity. But I'm confused for the 2018. Is there any limit on charitable deductions in 2018?
In 2018, the amount of charitable deductions, the limitation has increased to 60% of your adjusted gross income.
Oh, okay. Well, then the other question I would have, if I understand correctly,
finish that first. That is deductions that you take on your tax return. If you're looking at doing the qualified charitable deduction, that deduction would avoid tax. The income would not be taxable that goes to the charity, and there would be no deduction for it. So it kind of avoids the radar in that sense.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand.
6%.
She was.
Well, I guess what I would like to do, and if you can tell me if this is what I could do, I'd like to have it go directly to a charity, and then use that as a charitable deduction, but also not include it as income on line 16. Is that okay or no?
You can't have your cake and eat it too. For example, if, and I'm just using a number, you know, don't throw out, don't just think about it. There is a max of 100,000 that you can do this way using that. But let's say you did $20,000. And if you took the $20,000 distribution from your IRA as your minimum required distribution, the way this works is that that $20,000 would not show up as income for you this year. In addition, you cannot take a $20,000 deduction for it.
Gotcha. That's a double dip.
Entries. Otherwise, taking a deduction for something you're not including in income is double dipping.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. That really does clarify. If I decide to go ahead and do that, do I get a statement from the IRA that says that it went directly to a charity rather than to me?
You're going to get a 1099-R, and you should save the statements showing that it goes directly to the charity, because just the statement, the 1099 itself, is not going to tell that. So you need the two pieces of paper to properly know how to treat it.
There we go. Thank you so much for calling, Judy, and good luck. Jerry in Rudolph, Wisconsin, it's your turn. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, good morning, or good afternoon, Larry. Thank you for having this program. And
sure.
Larry, on behalf of, I think, all of your listeners, you are such an asset to all who listen to your programs. Thank you so much for being who you are and what you do. We all appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
For your guest, I'm on permanent disability. I about $1,100 a month. That will never change. My mother died last summer, and I unexpectedly inherited about $53,000. And I'm wondering if I'm going to have a tax liability and where I report that inheritance.
Was it cash?
It was a variety of securities, money market and brokerage securities.
Okay. The answer to that
cash.
How much income that $53,000 generated. The inheritance itself is not a taxable event. But if this is in securities, and I'm assuming non-IRA securities.
Correct.
If that money that's sitting in the money market generated interest last year, that interest on that money would be taxable to you. If the securities earn dividends, those dividends would be taxable to you. And that may or may not affect your filing. It just depends on how large they would be compared to your situation.
Okay. And is there a special form that I report this inheritance on, or do I just report it as interest and dividends on my normal schedules?
It would be reported as interest and dividends, assuming that those accounts had been changed into your name. If the money came through an estate, then you might get a K-1 from the estate showing the interest and dividends that's accountable to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help. And once again, Larry, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jerry. You have a great day as well. You know what? We've got Brian in Chippewa Falls who has a question for us, so let's go there. Brian, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hello. You're welcome. Thank you for taking me. I'm a homeowner and a resident of Wisconsin. I just had my taxes prepared for me, and I couldn't file homestead credit this year. I'm under 62 years old. Is that correct?
There was a change here in the homestead rules. And the homestead rules say that if you are under the age of 62, you have to have earned income in order to qualify for homestead, in addition to having an income below $24,000. So there is a change this year that could have affected you.
Okay. I wish they would have told me that.
There you go. Oh, man. Jody emailed to say her son in college had about $500 taken out for taxes this year. When they prepped his taxes using a program from a credible tax company, there was a credit for paying for college that made his tax credit around $1,500. How is it that he could get an extra $1,000? Did we do it wrong?
If her son is her dependent, the son does not have a right to the education credit. It belongs to the parent. So it depends on how they did the tax return, whether he was independent, whether he qualifies for the credit. It sounds to me like he's getting the refundable tax credit, that the $1,000, which would be the 40% of the maximum. So I would certainly check it out. It may not be done correctly. And the IRS is known to kind of check out those things.
Okay. Mary, thank you so much. Mary Mellum is a tax professional from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I've been in the tax business for more than 30 years. She and her husband, David, operate Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals and are enrolled agents as well. It's always great to have them, her come by. It's always great to have Michelle Johnson come by as well, especially during our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. And I tell you what, we're talking about you right now. As you listen to the show, you provide the single largest source of funding here at WPR. And this drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Michelle, how are we doing?
In the last hour, Larry, we heard from 17 people. Thank you to everyone who pledged. Our goal in this half hour is to get 7 pledges, and we are on our way, but there is certainly opportunity for you to chip in right now at 888-202-2552.
WPR, you know, we are very powerful here, and I think the reason we are is because we are listener-powered here at Wisconsin Public Radio, Michelle.
It's people-powered radio.
Yeah, people-powered radio. You know, then that's why these goals are so important. They help us stay on track to fund the programs that you count on. So you can do your part right now. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. You'll be supporting independent WPR programs, and you will be entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card.
I want to follow up a little bit on that, Larry. You know, you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars, and we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but it's listener contributions that make up the single largest source of our income. We really are people-powered radio.
Yeah, we certainly are. And your support is vital to keeping WPR on the air. Now that you know how important your support is, I hope you'll make your pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
There really is a direct connection between your contribution and the quality of this radio service. Call us right now, 888-202-2552. And you can let the world know that you're a WPR fan when you wear that cool new WPR t-shirt. You can ask for yours when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120. Your gift supports the programs that you care about, and you get that super cool t-shirt, too. It starts with your gift, though, right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My t-shirt is already on the way. When it comes to the Ideas Network, the expression, talk is cheap, does not hold true. First of all, on the Ideas Network, you get high-quality conversations, I think.
And, you know, and secondly, these conversations aren't free. It takes a lot of resources to get these discussions on the air.
And that's where you come in. You enjoy this high-quality talk, and you support it when you make your contribution at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
During this winter membership drive, you can join the 9XM Leadership Circle with your gift of $100 or $200 a month for the programming that is essential to your life.
Right here. You'll make a difference in your own life, and you will be enhancing the quality of life for so many others throughout the state. So make that leadership gift right now at WPR.org, or you can phone 888 888- 202-2552.
Basically, I just believe with public radio, it's almost a duty to become a member because the programming is why you listen. All you have to do is travel someplace that doesn't have public radio for a week or so and realize how much you miss it and you want to come back. I've been known to turn it on my computer when we're traveling and there's not a decent public radio station anywhere near us. I just really enjoy it. I enjoy the programming. I learn things. That makes a big difference to me. And I get a little bit of everything. One of the nicest things about WPR is that it is statewide. We try to hit a different state park every week during the spring and summer. And so we're traveling around the state. It's just wonderful to be able to continue listening pretty much wherever we go in the state. That's something that is very rare. That has been just sort of icing for us, is to know that we can continue listening wherever we go in Wisconsin. I'm Michelle from Madison, Wisconsin. I hope you'll join me in being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Easy to do. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. To make your pledge, Larry Mueller here with Michelle Johnson, asking for your support during our winter membership drive. You know why? Because it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift, maybe it's $10 or $20 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Larry, we're looking for four pledges in the next 4 minutes. We can do that with your help, and thank you if you have already given.
And if you haven't, you can give right now at WPR.org or phoning 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy. And as an added bonus, you'll automatically be entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You have five chances to win. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Now, you're listening to WPR year-round, right? Now, donate the same way that you listen, by becoming a sustaining member. You make the decision once and then make ongoing contributions of, say, $10 or $20 a month for as long as you wish.
Your sustaining membership will always be current and it cuts down on paperwork. So, hey, don't delay. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And I think it's really easy, don't you?
It is really easy. Here's what you have to do. You need to call 888-202-2552. You'll spend just a couple of minutes on the phone, giving some basic information, the amount that you'd like to pledge, your contact information, and the kind of gift that you'd like to receive, if any. And then we'll get you on your way very quickly. You will have the satisfaction of knowing that you support this radio service that brings so much enjoyment and enrichment into your life. We are looking for three calls now before the before 12:30. We can do that. Three calls in 3 minutes. With your help, we'll get there.
We ask that you make a contribution, and we ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you, certainly. Many people give $10 or $20 a month. Some give $100 or more a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's going to be the right amount. We'll use it to support the programs you enjoy, keeping your source of information and entertainment on WPR going strong. We still have three to go, and Michelle, we have to leave here in about 20 seconds, but there's still time for you if you haven't contributed yet. How do you do it? Well, in case you haven't heard, it's easy. You just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks for listening. Still time. Put your order in right now and contribute.